Okay, I want to try to do several things that are closely related to one another. All of them have to do with spiritual life. There are three things I want to distinguish between. First of them is character development. Oftentimes people make the mistake of thinking that Christian life is about character development, and that even coming to confession is about character development. Oftentimes people approach confession as though it's a matter of developing character, and the idea is that, you know, I have bad character in that I've done this and I've done that, and I will try to do better, I will try to improve my character. And that, of course, is not what's going on in the Christian life. There is more than that. Father Alexander Schmemann said, to be a good person is the minimum. He's not talking about the perfection in Christ that we're incapable of and can only be associated with by sharing the perfect humanity and divine life of Christ himself as we were created to be able to do. He's not talking about that. He's talking about the fact that we have the capacity, according to Orthodox, and here's something that we have in common with secular humanists, they also believe that we have the capacity to act like fairly decent, moral human beings. I mean, if we didn't have that capacity, we wouldn't found a country where people have a great deal of freedom, all of us being morally responsible for ourselves. If we didn't have that capacity, we would never start such a country. People have the capacity to be basically decent, but Christian life goes way beyond that. So in the first place, there is the topic of character development, and that topic will be represented amongst the books that I want to use and refer to by this book, Character is Destiny, The Value of Personal Ethics in Everyday Life. It's a good book of its kind. It will hold down that particular point having to do with character development. Then on the other hand, there is the Christian life of perfection in Christ, which goes beyond character development and what we are capable of on the basis of our own strength or weakness of character. The Christian life of perfection in Christ has to do with repentance, of self-reliance. It has to do with dying to a vision of life where we are in charge, where we're the ultimate source, the ultimate authority, and beginning a new life at one with God through perfect humanity fulfilled in Christ. We are able to be at one with God. We are created to be that way through the perfection of his humanity and the fact that we were created to be at one with God. And in him, all of that is fulfilled and we can share in it. Now, there is a spiritual life that has to do with living that Christian life. It is way more than just character development. And then another topic that I also think is closely related is the question of addiction. I don't just mean addiction to substances like alcohol and drugs, as will become clear. Okay, we have a desire-driven economy. In that kind of environment, addiction to all sorts of things becomes rampant. Addiction to any of those things that are made available to us in that kind of open society. Not to say that the open society is anything wrong with it, it's a good thing. But it does encourage just about every sort of addiction that you can imagine, not just substance addiction, but addiction to fulfilling temporary desires that become passions, become things that we're more concerned about than we should be. One particular point about addiction and addictive behavior that is related to the other two things that we've already mentioned so far has to do with character. Addiction erodes character. It dissolves character and robs us of our freedom, our ability to choose in such a way that we can build character. We can actually lose the capacity to build character. One of the points that will be made in Steps of Transformation, an Orthodox priest explores the 12 steps by Father Weber, is that in agreement with the 12-step programs like Alcoholic Anonymous, is that addiction is not a matter of moral weakness. Addiction is a disease. Alcoholism is a disease. Addiction to virtually anything is a disease, a physical disease that robs us of our freedom and our ability to function as moral agents. That's an important point. How is that going to affect not just our character development, but how is it going to affect our spiritual life in Christ? It's going to come to a standstill. to a real degree, as Father Weber will make the point, we virtually lose by our addiction to whatever it is that we are addicted to. We virtually lose our ability to follow Orthodox Christian spiritual discipline, a traditional spiritual life. You have to deal with that disease in order to be able to reach the point that you can then function as a morally responsible person of good character on the one hand, or on the other hand, someone who is called to live a life in Christ that is higher than any capacity that we have as moral agents. And the point is made that there is a spiritual cure to this physical disease. Now, this is interesting because it's very close, as a number of things are, between the STEPS programs and an Orthodox Christian understanding of ourselves. Sometimes in difference with traditional Western Christian understandings of things. We'll point out what those are. So, Father Weber makes the point that a spiritual development by way of a STEP program that aims in particular toward giving us a freedom from addiction to whatever it is that we're addicted to can be a foundation for Orthodox Christian spiritual life. Now, these things overlap, but for the sake of keeping them clear as to which one is which and what is going on with each one of them, we make these distinctions, but we're not claiming that they don't overlap. They do. Now, this effort that we're making to distinguish between these two and these three is confused by the idea in the Christian West that as human beings, we have no capacity for moral action ourselves at all. And so we have to keep that aside. We're not going to be primarily concerned with it, but we will note the fact that if that were true, character development would be impossible, Christian life would be impossible, and basically we would be limited to what the STEP program talks about at step 5, admitting that we have done certain things. Once you've done that, God forgives you, and that's as far as you can go. If you're a strict Calvinist, that's as far as you can go. Admit what you have done, God forgives you, that's it. You can't do any more than that. Now, in reality, Western Christians very seldom strictly follow that way of looking at ourselves. They don't. The fellow who wrote Character is Destiny is a Christian. He teaches at Pepperdine University out on the West Coast. It's a famous Christian-inspired college and a very good one. And he would not have written a book like this, Character is Destiny, if he followed the strict idea that we are incapable, as a result of the fall of Adam and Eve, of doing anything, initiating anything ourselves, making any choice that simply would rob us of the capacity to develop character. So there is that idea in the West. Oftentimes it's not followed in the letter because it frankly is not practical. Okay.